Well, a fresh 15 put up on the clock, and we are getting set for the start of the second half. Again, Iowa trailing Michigan 21-7. We will wait and see whether or not Iowa answers the bell. It could be a long second half if they do not.
Well, I'll guarantee you the last thing that Kirk Ferentz told his team before they came out of that tunnel is, we're getting the ball on this first possession. We have got to take the ball down with the wind at our back and put 7 points on the board on this first possession. There's no ifs, ands, or buts.
Well, as Seven Nation Army starts to blare over the PA system, everybody bouncing up and down. We'll wait and see how the Hawkeyes respond. Jordan Cotton and Jordan Canzeri, both standing deep for Iowa. Kicking off, it will be Matt Weil. Now, he's the punter, but he's got a little bit stronger of a leg. Approaching the ball, a high end-over-end kick into that stiff wind, having to come up and field it on the run is Cotton. Working his way out past the 20, the 25, and out close to the 30-yard line, as Iowa should have decent field position to set up shop to begin the second half. Can hear that wind really whipping over our crowd, Mike. It looks like it's become even stronger since kickoff.
Well, credit the faithful Iowa fans for sticking around here, but I'll tell you what, Iowa needs to put on a show here and get some points, if nothing more than to get their crowd back into the game. Use some home field advantage here.
Canzeri looks like he will dot the I to start the second half. Rudock under center. Sends Hamilton in motion to the near side. Canzeri on the inside zone. Cuts back. He's got a hole across the 30, the 35, the 40, and out close to the 44-yard line. Raymond Taylor makes the tackle, the left corner. Not usually a good sign when your defensive backs are the first men to make contact. And it looks like they'll spot him down a few yards prior to that. They'll say his knee was down, so make it first down and 10 from the 42. Still a little bit more breathing room for the Hawkeye offense as Rudock looks like he's checking off at the line of scrimmage. Canzeri and Cox, it'll be a stretch play. Canzeri, near side, tries to cut it back as he's tripped up as he crosses the 45. We'll see where they spot him. It looks like right at the 45 for a gain of 3. Well, that's the one thing that Canzeri brings that Bullock and Wiseman don't, John, and that's that ability to cut back on that inside zone read. He's got a gear that he can get to and get to faster than the other two backs.
Yeah, he does, and now they're really putting some big line splits out there for the offensive line on this one.
They'll go on an empty backfield, trips to the far side, twins to the near side. Second and 7 from the 45, Rudock. Fires on a crossing pattern. Great one-handed catch by Smith, and he's into the secondary. Across midfield, the 30, the 20, the 15, the 10, the 5. Pay dirt, Hawkeyes! How in the world did he haul that in?
That was a beautiful one-handed catch on the slant route. He had no business pulling that in, and yet with one hand, he got the momentum of the ball stopped. He tucked it under, and then like all good backs and receivers do, he cut back against the grain and caught all the defenders for Michigan flat-footed.
58 yards on the reception, roughly half of that coming after the catch, and just like that, this Hawkeye crowd back into the ball game. Mike Meyer on to attempt the extra point. To pull Iowa to within 7. Snap is down. Kick is up. It's through the uprights. And on just 3 plays, Iowa has injected new life back into themselves and the 70,000-plus crowd, 21-14.
That was highlight reel material there. You're going to be seeing that on SportsCenter all week. And I'll tell you what, go back and you break that down. It's very seldom that you see a slant pattern run by Iowa's offense, except unless they're down by the goal line. But on that particular play, they really caught the defensive secondary for Michigan napping back there, got a step on the defender, and he caught that with one hand and pulled it in. That was a thing of beauty. And then cut back against the grain, you could just tell it was going to go the distance.
He actually caught it twice, John, because it bounced off his hand straight up in the air about another 2 steps downfield before he finally actually corralled it. And when you think about taking a shot across the middle, which he did, he slipped the one defender that got hands on him and then outraced everybody up the near sideline. That is athleticism. That is great hands on a cold day like today. But more importantly, John, on. We saw speed. This is a young man that the coaching staff really thinks can take the top off the coverage.
Well, and he did. He showed it right there, and that's why he's out on the field right now. This is what Iowa needs right now. They need big plays. Down the two scores at 21-7 at halftime, they needed to come back out here and get back in this game with that opening drive possession, and especially with the wind at your back. But, yeah, this is what the Iowa offense has been lacking for a couple of years now. They really need that big play potential, and this kind of allows them to get back to a one-possession game. And if the defense can get back in a little bit of a rhythm here too, and the special teams can cooperate too, which they didn't necessarily in the first half, Iowa may be able to get this back even again.
Mike Meyer will kick off with the wind at his back. And we'll see now if the Iowa defense can ride that momentum. Iowa basically shut the Wolverines down in the first 15 minutes of this ball game when they had to basically play into the wind. That and some very good defensive pursuit as Dennis Norfleet standing deep at about his own 10. He'll back up a few more yards. And look at the Iowa players on the field motioning to their crowd, get loud, get into this one.
Mike Meyer could really do his Iowa teammates a big favor by putting this in the end zone with the wind at his back.
He's teed it up. He's just waiting for the official's whistle.
Norfleet Dennis had a couple of returns so far today. Hasn't really been able to find his blocking per se, but he's a threat to go the distance too, and Iowa's going to have to come down in their lanes and stay solid here.
Yep.
He's a threat to go as well.
Cue up the drop kick, Murphys. The Hawk Vision board calling for louder, and they are responding in the student section. Whistle sounds. Meyer will tee it up at the 40, right in the middle of the field. He's got a 35-mile-an-hour wind at his back. The senior walk-on, former walk-on from Dubuque, about to put a foot into it. It's high. It's end-over-end, but it's going to be just shy of the goal line. Inside the five, here comes Norfleet. Down the near sideline, he's got a seam, and Meyer's the only man to beat, and Meyer pushes him out of bounds, out past the 40. There was a lot of contact right in the middle of the field, and John, you called for it. Got to fill your lanes. A 37-yard kickoff
return.
That's
what we just talked about. He found one gap there where the lane lost its integrity, and he bounced it to the outside. And were it not for the kicker pushing him out of bounds, that's going to go the distance.
The line of scrimmage will be the Wolverine 43. It will be Carriage, the fullback. Green, the tailback. Gardner under center. Gardner barking out the signals. It's a delayed draw. Green off the right side. Cuts it back against the grain. He's across the 45 and out to the 44. The tacker made by linebacker Christian Kirksey. And good news for the Hawkeye defense. I'm looking. Carl Davis, number 71, is in the ball game. But as I say that, we've got a Hawkeye down. Cannot get a number on him, but I believe it might be the defensive end, Mike Hardy.
Well, this is the way we started the game, too, but it was with one of the Michigan defenders. So cold takes its toll on days like this, Brent. And I tell you what, you can go back inside and get yourself all warmed back up. But when you come back out here in this brisk wind and the below freezing temperatures, everything just seems to accentuate when you hit. Pain is not your friend today, I'll tell you what. Let's go back to that running play, though, for a second. The delay handoff on kind of the draw action to Fitz Toussaint has really been the bread-and-butter running play today for Michigan. They've had limited success with it, but nice job on first down there, picking up about a healthy 5 yards as he scampered his way laterally for most of it, but that's a good serviceable first down.
And it is not Hardy. It is Tanner Miller, it looks like, as he is sitting up right now. But they are addressing an issue with either his left thigh, his left knee, or maybe his left ankle. And now all of a sudden you're looking at the potential for Nico Law on the sidelines. John, how many times have we heard it? Next man in.
Yeah, and, you know, you don't get a whole lot of drop-off with Nico Law, which is the good news for Iowa fans. But Miller up now and walking off under his own power, which is good news. For
and
the Hawk fans.
He appears to be okay. Hopefully maybe just the wind knocked out of him. They're taking a little extra time with him here. But he will have to come out. And in comes number 21, Nico Law, the 6'1", 200-pound junior out of Clinton, Maryland. A hard hitter. So after the gain of four, it's second down and six from the 47-yard line. Gardner under center, Green the lone back behind him. Twins to the near side, Funchess and Gallon. Gardner dropping back. It's a delayed draw. The handoff goes to Green up the gut, and he's going nowhere. Christian Kirksey, a nice job to come up and fill the gap. And that doesn't look like he's going to pick up much, maybe half a yard on the play. Well, we saw the offense with a quick strike, John. How big of a deal would three and out be for this Hawkeye defense?
Well, it'd be huge right now, and you're looking at four receivers going split out with Gallon in the slot here. I would be looking for either him or Funchess.
Toussaint, the lone back. We'll see if he stays in for pass protection. He does. Gardner getting pressured, fires down the far side and misses his man by a country mile. Funchess looked like he was trying to run a rail route down the sideline, and it looked like Gardner thought he was going to break off the pattern. Either way, it's an incompletion.
Yeah, that's balls at midfield, so that's going to bring out the punt team here for Michigan. Now, Iowa has shown a susceptibility to fake punts at midfield here, and I always kind of check yourself when you look out there and see the Iowa special teams.
Weil back to punt. Kevontae Martin Manley standing deep at about his own 10. Weil into the wind. It's high. It's a nice tight spiral, but the wind's going to knock this down, and it reverses its bounce. It takes a huge Iowa bounce coming back about a good 5 or 6 yards. Looking to see where the side judge is officially going to mark it. It's out past the 25, just shy of the 30. About a 27-yard punt. That is where the Hawkeyes will take over on their second offensive series of the second half. Michigan 21, Iowa 14. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Hawkeye Football from Learfield Sports. Just underway here in the second half at Kinnick Stadium. Brent Balbinon alongside John Hagerty and statistician Todd Werner. 12:06 exactly showing in the third quarter. The Hawkeyes scoring on their first offensive series. All it took was three plays. The big one, a 58-yard pass completion. Jake Rudock to Devon Smith. The point after was good. Iowa still trailing Michigan, though, by a score of 21-14, but they've got the ball back, and John, with the wind at their back, you talked about it during the halftime, Iowa needs to take advantage of this.
They really do. They've got the opportunity right now. They don't have the field position necessarily, but they need to keep moving the ball and keep it out of Michigan's hands.
Canzeri, the lone back behind Rudock. Play action, Jake stepping up in the pocket, getting some pressure, fires into the flat. He's got Canzeri across the 30 and out close to the 40-yard line. It looks like he'll be a couple yards shy, about the 37-38.
Primary receiver was Tavon Smith again on the post pattern, straight down the field on the 9 route. Good job by Rudock checking off out into the flat on the secondary receiver there.
And I tell you what, he got a much better spot than it looked like when his knee was down. They're going to say first down, spot him at the 36. Iowa won't look a gift horse in the mouth. Setting up two tight ends. Canzeri gets the call on the stretch left side. They feather him out, and the going tough there. The yards not plentiful, as it looks like he picks up about a short 2.
Well, and again, this is where Iowa's offense gets into trouble, is when they don't pick up 3 and 4 yards on first down, and then on second down and third down, if you don't convert, all of a sudden your offense is off the field. And they've got to find a way to do a better job on first down if they're going to consistently drive the field 80 yards.
They'll go with two tight ends as Fedorowicz and Doozy are into the game. Canzeri, the lone back again. Don Shumpert, your wide receiver, as a quick play action and dropping back, and Michigan does not bite as Rudock is sacked. Chris Warmly, the linebacker there to lead the charge, and he's going to be dropped for a loss.
Yeah, and they brought some outside pressure in there too, which had Rudock been able to spin away or elude that defensive rush from the inside, the outside was going to take him down anyway.
It's going to bring up third down and 12. The ball marked back at the 34-yard line. Trips to the near side. Lone receiver to the far side. And it looks like Canzeri back for pass protection. They'll send Powell in motion. Rudock dropping back. They're blitzing. This one, a fire on the far sideline. Shumpert didn't read it. He didn't break off his route, and Rudock took a shot, paid the price. It's incomplete, and the Hawks will have to punt.
A lot of pressure there by the strong safety coming on an outside blitz. Gerard Wilson made that play. The pass had to be hurried there, and there's never a chance for a completion.
Kornbrath with the wind at his back, and he gets away a terrible punt. End over end. It does take a Hawkeye bounce inside the 30, rolls across the 25, still going inside the 20, and it will be downed at the 19-yard line. And maybe there's where the hardened surface paid a little bit more of a dividend. 47 yards the punt for Connor Kornbrath.
Well, we'll see with Michigan's offense coming out now at their own 20-yard line what they're going to do into this wind. Devin Gardner not as successful in the first quarter against the wind as he is now as he was in that second quarter with it at his back. So we'll see. A lot of lateral passes and sideline stuff in the first quarter.
Tanner Miller back on the field for the Hawks at safety. Derek Green will be the lone running back. Two tight ends, Gardner under center. Play action, dropping back, firing across the middle. Gallen had it, dropped it. Desmond King on the coverage and maybe caught a piece of it just as Gallen was coming down to the turf. Incompletion brings up second down.
Boy, Desmond King really broke on that ball well and got his hand up there right in front of the face mask again. Between he and Lowry, those guys have really come in and broke on the ball quickly a lot tonight.
Second down and 10 from their own 19. And again, they're going to spread the field. Trips to the near side, twins to the far side. Nobody in the backfield with Gardner. Pressure coming. Gardner sets, fires, Funchess has it, drops it, and then he pays the price as Morris drops him to the turf.
Funchess has been open numerous times tonight, had the ball thrown right where he can catch it, and he is not bringing the ball in for Devin Gardner.
Third and 10, and we're going to see some switches on the D-line here.
Yeah, this is going to be that Raider package
yep.
that they like to bring in.
They really only run one lineman. It's going to be Trinka Passat, and everybody else stands upright here, John. So this is a coverage defense for the Hawkeyes on third and 10. Gardner from the gun. Straight drop. Looking downfield, gets some pressure. Sidesteps it. Still being flushed out of the pocket, and he's going to throw it away. The Hawkeye defense holds. Three and out.
Yeah, and this is what has caused Devin Gardner fits all year long as Michigan's quarterback, is when he gets pressure and he doesn't have an alley to run around the outside because you give containment, that's been a difficult situation. He wisely threw the ball into the Iowa crowd there.
James Morris brought the heat. He dodged a couple of men and throws it away as Wyatt will be the punter. And the wind has picked up even more here at the 9:32 mark. Kevontae Martin-Manley standing close to midfield. We'll see if he gets a chance at a return. Snap is there. They're coming after him, and they just miss. This is a good punt into the wind. Martin-Manley has it. Pushed back to his own 40. Up the far sideline, 45, and he'll be dropped shy of midfield.
That punt was very nearly blocked by a Hawkeye. And again, punting into the wind. Really nice hang time for Michigan there. But it will be some good field position to start off with for Iowa.
First and 10 from their own 47. The Hawks on two possessions here in the third quarter, three into touchdown, three into punt. We'll see what they can do on their third as Weissman will be the back. Looks like they'll go with two tights. Rudock under center. Handoff goes to Weissman, stretch play near side, lowers the shoulder. He's across midfield and into Michigan territory at about the 47-yard line.
Now that's the kind of first down that they depend on when they run that outside zone stretch play. And Weissman, even though he's not the quickest of all of the backs available for Iowa, really does a good job of being patient reading his block.
They'll go without a huddle as they'll run the same play on second down and four, and this time Michigan does a nice job of feathering it out, and he'll be lucky if he picked up a yard.
I think they moved it ahead just a little bit there. It's going to bring up third and about three for Iowa. Inside Michigan territory.
Well, they'll spot it at the 45, so third and we'll call it a long two. And the Hawkeyes going without a huddle again. Weissman dotting the I. Rudock barking out the signals. He's checking off at the line of scrimmage. Adam Cox is your fullback. It's an ISO left side. Nothing doing wide. Weissman cuts it back against the grain and just tries to pick up the yardage needed. I think he's going to be just a bit shy, though. He'll be spotted just short of the 45. Cam Gordon, the linebacker, there to make the tackle, and the Hawkeyes will bring out the punting unit.
Iowa fans not happy about that play call. Stonewalled right at the line of scrimmage.
Well, it will be Norfleet standing at his own five. Cornbrath. Snap at the knees. This one, an end over end with advantage of the wind. It will bounce inside the five and be deadened right at the five as it came back a bit. An excellent job by Connor Cornbrath. You saw him tip the nose of that football down as he kicked it up and then using the turf to his advantage, a 39-yard punt, and the Hawkeyes have pinned the Wolverines deep just past their own five-yard line.
Just like your sand wedge into the green, isn't it, Brent?
I wouldn't know. I don't. I use my sand wedge for other purposes, like getting out of trouble.
That was stuck right at the 5.5 or 6-yard line there, and about as nice a punt inside the red zone as you can get for Connor Cornbrath.
Timeout on the field. We'll take one as well. 7:40 left to go, third quarter. Michigan 21, Iowa 14. You're listening to Hawkeye Football from Learfield Sports. Well, both teams retake the field after a TV timeout. 7:40 left to go, third quarter. We welcome you back to Kinnick Stadium. Brent Balbinot, John Hagerty, statistician Todd Werner. Michigan 21, Iowa 14. The Hawkeyes, though, with a 39-yard punt by Connor Cornbrath, have pinned the Wolverines deep in their own territory. First and 10 from their own 6. And we'll see if the Hawkeye defense can step up big yet one more time.
How often, Brent, have we seen teams with their back up against the wall come out and throw a long pass on first down here?
Gardner will run under center. Green will dot the I with carriage in front of him. It's going to be a quick flare to Funchess near side. Sidesteps Loudermilk. He's upended, though. Desmond King sent him you-know-what over appetite as he works his way out to about the 8. That's only going to be a gain of a couple.
Yeah, a little wide receiver screen, but good job by the defense of Iowa of defeating the blocks there.
Second down and 8 from the 8. Same formation. Gallon wide to the near side, Funchess to the far side. Strong side will be to the right. Gardner under center. Long snap count, and it looks like he may be changing the play. 7 seconds to get it off. They're going to have to hustle. Iowa adjusting. The handoff goes to Toussaint. Tries to cut back left to right. He crosses the 10. He'll be dropped at the 11. A gain of about 3, maybe a short 4, but it's going to bring up 3rd down and 5. Well, it's been 3 and out in each of their first 2 series heading into the wind here in the second half. And, John, another big play for the Iowa defense coming up.
Well, you got to look for the quarterback, Devin Gardner, to probably try and stretch the field out a little bit here and maybe make it with his own feet.
And they're switching out the D linemen. They're going to that Raider package again. Trinka Passat, the only lineman. Everybody standing upright. Iowa showing blitz. Gardner out of the gun. Making his pre-snap reads on 3rd and 5. 2-step drop. They're bringing the pressure. He fires. Incomplete. He was going for Gallon on the near sideline, and King had him blanketed.
That has been what every team has done this year to Michigan's offense, is when they bring the pressure, they can't find a way for the Wolverines to convert. John Loudermilk again on the blitz. They're bringing that pressure in from his strong safety position.
6:09 left to go, third quarter. And one more time, Iowa will get the ball back with the wind at their back. While standing about 2 yards into his own end zone, the return is on, and he gets away a beauty into this wind. Martin Manley makes the catch at his own 45, across midfield, stutter steps, and across Michigan's 45 down to the 44, about an 8-yard return.
Again, Iowa's good starting field position for their next possession. They're going to start inside Michigan territory.
They're going to spot the ball officially at the 43. But this is as good as it gets. And, John, you talked about it. You've got one touchdown in so far three possessions. If you're Iowa, you're only going to have the wind at your back for about another 6 minutes.
Yeah, this is a very important offensive possession for Iowa. They've got to get some points off of this.
Trips far side, twins near side. Rudock drops back. He's going to tuck it away and run. He's gobbled up and brought down just shy of the 40. Maybe about a half a yard before it, and give him a gain of a couple.
A lot of deep routes there, Brent. They really need something underneath. They need to have somebody check off into a lower level other than going deep.
Second, and we'll call it 8 from the 41. Twins to the near side. Strong side to the left, Jordan Canzeri, the lone back in the backfield. Rudock looks like he's audibling with 10 seconds on the snap clock. The handoff, stretch play, Canzeri far side, just lowers the shoulder. Yards tough to come by, though, as he works his way inside the 40 down to about the 39, maybe the 38, but it's still going to bring up third down.
Boy, they've just got to get some of their receivers involved here, Brent. They're not giving themselves the opportunity like they did on the touchdown on the opening drive of the second half here to get it out in space and maybe get something going. Everything between the tackles right now.
Damon Bullock now in at running back on 3rd and 5 from the Michigan 38. C.J. Fedorowicz actually lining up wide. You've got trips to the near side, and here comes the pressure. Rudock fires into the flat, complete to Hillier. Across the 35, down to the 34-yard line, and that should be good enough to move the chains. Just ran a quick hitch, it looked like, against Taylor, and Rudock hit him. And he picked up a couple yards afterwards, and I think that second effort got him the first down, John.
Well, he knew where those chains were, and he did a nice job of getting just enough beyond that.
They'll spot him at the 32. 1st and 10, approaching the 4-minute mark, left to go third quarter. Hawks trailing 21-14. Rudock with a straight drop. They're bringing a blitz. He fires and almost picked off. Yes, an interception. It was low. He was going for Fedorowicz at the 20, and Raymond Taylor stepped in front of him to make the pick.
Rudock's third pick of the day. Ball underthrown severely, and he had pressure coming from the backside there as he had to let go of that ball a little sooner than he wanted from inside linebacker Joel Bolden, who layered the boom on him when it was over.
Boy, they're replaying it here on the Jumbotron, and I'm not so sure Iowa might not call a timeout to ask for this to be reviewed. Technically, you can't officially ask, but if you call a timeout, basically what you're doing is giving the officials the opportunity to, and it doesn't look like the Hawks are going to.
Kirk Ferentz exhorting his defense right now to step it up and get the ball back, so I don't think we're going to see. Well, now we're going to see the review.
Here we go. They're going to get their opportunity. Is the ball being spotted at the 19, and now an official's timeout. The play will go under review. Well, John, it looked like they were bringing pressure on both sides. Rudock had to get rid of the football. He didn't get a chance to really square his shoulders or really set his feet for that much. I know he didn't get a chance to put as much on that throw as he would have liked.
No, he didn't. It'd be interesting to see the replay here because I'm not exactly sure if he wasn't just trying to maybe get that ball down on the ground where nobody could catch it as opposed to being able to throw it out of bounds. And he really had some stiff pressure coming in his face right there.
Boy, it's going to be a tough call, and this one may take a few minutes. We're seeing different angles on the Jumbotron right now, one of which the best. Boy, it's going to be awfully tough. Now, remember, the rule is you have to have definitive proof to overturn the call.
Yeah, I'm not sure that definitive proof is on what we're seeing right now on that replay. I think this ball's going over to the Michigan offense.
John, if somebody would have told you that Iowa would have had the ball 4 possessions in the third quarter with the wind at their back, you probably would have said they would have scored. The defense would have really put Michigan's back against the wall,
yeah.
And Iowa probably would have at least tied if not had the lead, wouldn't
you? Well, they've really squandered their opportunity here. And if this, in fact, does remain as called on the field of the interception for Michigan, they're really going to make it difficult on themselves to have that again here in the third quarter because we're at the 408 point, and Michigan right now is going to they're gonna do whatever they can to just get that chain moved so that they can get to the fourth quarter here and get that wind at their back.
Right now the clock stopping at 4:08.
It's just amazing to me when you think back on it, Brent, that watching Devin Gardner for Michigan, he's two different quarterbacks. There's the Devin Gardner going into the wind, which isn't effective at all, and then there's the Devin Gardner with the wind at his back, who's got all kinds of different skills that he can parlay into passes, and it's just night and day difference whenever that wind's at his back.
Well, the umpire making the call. The ruling on the field will stand. Interception, Michigan. And the Wolverines will take over first and 10 from their own 19 at the 4:08 mark, third quarter.
This is all part of the learning process for sophomore Jake Rudock, but he's had to learn that lesson painfully several times this year.
A very tight backfield. Carriage, the fullback. Green, the tailback. Strong side will be to the right. Hand off on the stretch play. It's going to be a reverse. Funch is trying to turn the near corner. The 20, the 25. He's wrapped up by Loudermilk and brought down shy of the 30-yard line.
Well, the going's tough between the tackles right now for Michigan. Their running, the rushing attack just hasn't been successful, in fact, this entire season. So that's what you've got to do when you're going to run the ball as opposed to passing it into this stiff wind. You've got to try and get people out on the edge. I like the fact they're getting their ball to their playmakers however they can.
10 yards on the carry by Funchess. Makes it first and 10 from the 29. Clock continues to run, 3:40 and counting. Michigan 21, Iowa 14. Wolverines with the ball, trying to run out the last 3:30 of the third quarter and get the wind at their back. Stretch play, Gallum, jet sweep, nothing doing. He's feathered out. Morris missed him, but he stopped him enough to allow the rest of the troops to arrive, and he's going to be dropped at the 30-yard line. Anthony Hitchens there finally to make the tackle.
I'll give credit to offensive coordinator Al Borges. He's got Gallen and Funchess that he's unable to throw to into the face of this wind. So what's he do? He tries the jet sweep to one of them. He tries the reverse to the other. He's trying to get the ball in the hands of his playmakers, Brent.
Loss of four. We'll call it second and 14 at the 25. Gardner will operate out of the gun. Not as deep as he has been, though, standing at his own 20. Iowa showing blitz. They back out of it. A quick flare to Gallen in the flat. He's across the 30, and he'll be corralled at the 31, 32-yard line. B.J. Lowry there to lead the charge.
Well, and that's the kind of ability to go up high and get the ball at its top point that is going to propel Gallen into playing on Sundays next year.
Gain of 7 brings up 3rd and 7. And the Hawkeye D linemen were coming out, but they're being told to stay in. They got a hustle here as Michigan's going without a huddle. Twins to the near side. It's Funchess and Gallen. Lone receiver to the far side is Chesson. From the shotgun, Gardner dropping back, getting some pressure. Morris is coming. He's wrapped him up. Now he's out of it. Still can't escape two more, and he's going to be sacked inside the 20-yard line. Carl Davis and Christian Kirksey there to share the honors, and that is going to be a huge loss for Michigan.
Inside and outside pressure again. This is but all the opposing teams have been showing Iowa what the way to be successful against the offense of Michigan is, and they brought that inside-outside pressure successfully again.
14-yard loss on the play, and with a minute 35 left to go third quarter, Weil is back to punt for the fourth time in the third. As they're coming after him, and he gets away a beauty, a tight spiral, will be fielded by Martin Manley, backing him up to about the 40, and that is where Iowa will take over with a minute 21 left to go third quarter. A 43-yard punt.
When you hit as tight a spiral as he has the last couple of times into this wind, that's exactly what you've got to do if you're going to give it that kind of hang time.
You could argue that he's been their most effective player so far
today.
He
really has. You talk about field position. He's really been helping them win that battle.
He has flipped it. First and 10 from their own 40. Kanzeri in the backfield. Rudock barking out the signals. Quick flare near side. It is complete. That looks like Vandenberg. And he is going to be dropped by Blake Countess, the right corner, and not much there. No gain on the play. Second down.
Just get the feeling Iowa's still searching for an identity. They don't have go-to players that they know are money in the bank. They've got different backs in all the time, different receivers in all the time. They've got to find a way to get an identity right now.
Adam Cox, the fullback. Kanzeri will dot the I. Ball rests on the near hash. Straight drop. Rudock fires a quick out. Smith, he's got it complete out close to midfield. A healthy gain of about 8, maybe a short 9, but it's still going to bring up third down for the Hawkeyes. Oh, they're going to spot it at the 50, and they're going to say move the chains. I'm looking over at Michigan's sideline. Let's just say they disagree.
Brady Hoke standing right there by the linesman, and he's giving him an earful.
First and 10 from midfield on play action. Rudock dropping back, fires into the flat. He's got Canzeri, the 40, dodges one man, lowers the shoulder, and just gets yards as he works his way inside the 35 down to the 34-yard line. 16 yards.
This is the type of play that Iowa fans crave, is to get that back out into the flat and let him do his thing.
They'll spot it at the 33-yard line. The Hawks will not get another play off as the third quarter comes to an end. The only score of the last 15 minutes, a 58-yard pass reception to Von Smith from Jake Rudock. Otherwise, it's still cold at Kinnick Stadium. Michigan 21, Iowa 14. Back with the fourth and final quarter right after this. You're listening to Hawkeye Football from Learfield Sports.